Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, everywhere you look, you're going to find logos and symbols. Every make of car in our parking lot has its own logo. Breakfast cereal has its own logo and slogan. Our church has its own slogan, Welcome Home. Schools have logos and mascots. Our nation has a symbol, the bald eagle. Everywhere you look, you're going to find some kind of symbol or logo. Even our group, the LCMS, has its very own cross. And some of you may remember from a couple years ago a Lenten craft that we did where, and you may have 9 different types of crosses hanging in your house. So the cross, it's a symbol of every Christian and of the Christian church. But it is not only a symbol, it stands at the very heart of what our faith is all about. The cross is very simple in its design. I mean, even a small child could nail 2 pieces of wood together or glue 2 pieces of paper together, or we'll learn in a couple of weeks that some of us can fold a palm frond into a cross. Yet the message that lies behind this simple design is one that causes both young and old alike to thank and praise God. The children at a very young age can learn in their own childlike way what the cross stands for. The message is very simple. Jesus died on a cross for our sins. So when you think about it, to hold such a thing in reverence, this execution tool, this instrument of death, it's a bit strange. I mean, we love life, but the cross represents death. We, especially in America, practically worship success, but the cross speaks to defeat. We like to have peace and harmony, but the cross reflects conflict, mockery, anger, pain, suffering, and confusion. So why then do we as Christians give the cross such a place of recognition and honor in our churches? Why is the cross the central symbol of our faith? When a club or organization or company or business looks for a symbol, they try to find something that will inspire people or point to the meaning and purpose. Symbol is intended to draw people to their product. Oregon State University has their beaver, the University of Oregon has their duck, the University of Idaho has Joe Vandal. We are encouraged when we find a product that has the symbol with the United States flag and says made in the USA. So it would seem that the church should choose a much more appealing symbol than the cross. In some churches that you might visit, you will see a crucifix. And some people have expressed how offensive that is to have Christ on the cross in front of the church. And you go to some churches and there are no crosses at all. It would seem that they don't have one because perhaps that image is too offensive. Paul calls the message of the cross foolishness. The message of Jesus' death on the cross is foolishness to the Jews, who were expecting a Messiah to be someone completely different. They expected someone powerful and mighty. And the Greeks, the great thinkers and philosophers of the world at that time, well, they thought it all stupidity that a god would die the brutal death of a criminal at the hands of humanity. The whole idea just seems like pure foolishness. If you've ever tried to explain the cross and what Jesus has achieved for us through his death and resurrection to someone who's never encountered the meaning of the cross before, you'll know that what Paul is talking about. The death of Jesus first seems like such a strange thing for God to do in order to give us forgiveness and open the way to eternal life for us. Human reason wants to reject this idea. It's accepted only through faith. Paul says, the message about Christ's death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost, but for us who are being saved, it is God's power. For us who are being saved, it is God's power. Let's reflect on that cross for a few moments. When we look at this cross, it can bring to mind a sense of payment. Jesus died on that cross for you and me. He was abandoned on that cross by his Father because of your sins and my sin. Each one of us, as part of our broken humanity, is the reason why there had to be a cross in the first place. Each of us contributed to the suffering of Christ. The cross stands as a bold symbol of our involvement in the world's greatest tragedy. An illustration. When we go to the grocery store, each item we place in our shopping cart must be paid for. Each one's added up at the checkout, and the total price is paid. Not a single item gets overlooked, and then the price must be paid. In the same way, each sin we commit, no matter how unimportant it seems to us, is a great offense to God. They serve as a symbol of our rejection and rebellion against God. And all of those sins were added up when Jesus hung upon the cross and his blood was shed. They were all paid for. So the cross is a symbol of the depth of our wretchedness, and it's a symbol of our rebellion against God. The cross is a symbol of how much we have hurt the people around us. The fact that Jesus had to die for you and me reflects what kind of people we are by nature. It brings us to the horrifying conclusion that it was your sin and my sin that caused Jesus' death on the cross. So when we sing that hymn, Come Good Friday, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yeah, we sure were. When we meditate on what that cross and what the message of the cross means, thank God it does more than make us squirm in our pews a little bit. The cross, it's a place of rescue. It's a place of reconciliation and peace. It's the place where God's love is most clear. It's the place where we see God's saving work the clearest. The cross is the place where we can see just how far God was prepared to go to save us from his judgment and make sure that you and I can enjoy eternal life with him. The cross shows us the very heart of God. It doesn't matter how highly we may think of ourselves or how good we think we have lived our lives, and it doesn't matter how highly other people may think of us. In God's eyes, we're all marked with the same sentence. And Scripture bears this out. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are guilty, as Paul says. No one can boast in God's presence. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Through the cross, we are made right with God and given new lives. The cross was God's way of getting rid of all of the barriers that stand between us and himself. The cross is a sign of God's love, a love that would do anything to save us from death and hell, even letting his own son die on that rough wooden cross, listening to the mockery and jeers of the very people for whom he was dying. The death of Jesus on the cross is all we need to be saved. He has paid for all our sin. There is nothing more we need to do. The original words that Jesus spoke, it is finished, is also the same as in the marketplace with the bill of sale marked, paid in full. If we want to get to heaven, Jesus has opened the way through his death on the cross. He paid it all. There's nothing we can add to it. Through the cross, he has given us a complete pardon for all our sin. And that is why the message of the cross is so important. But the cross is also a symbol of our identity. Whenever you see a sticker of a cross or a Christian symbol in the rear window of a car, you can assume that that person is a Christian. It is a symbol of his or her identity. As we begin our service and when we pronounce the absolution of sins, it's with the sign of the cross. And even if we don't visibly wear a cross, it's still a sign that marks our identity. Because at our baptism, we were marked with the sign of the cross to show that Christ the crucified has redeemed us. At Holy Communion, the bread and wine are marked with the sign of the cross. But also the communicants as they receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of their sin and the strengthening of their faith. At the end of service, we are sent out in the world with the sign of the cross and God's blessing to do the work that God has set aside for us to do. The cross is a symbol of our identity as people who have been saved by the blood of Jesus. We see ourselves as those who have been set free, rescued from sin. We have received a new identity. We are God's sons and daughters, children of the cross, followers of Christ. We are marked with the cross all through time, and so it influences our lives at work, our lives at home, and our lives here at church. The cross and the newness it gives changes us and our attitudes and our relationships with others. The cross is also a symbol of hope and faith. No amount of messing around with the cross and beautifying it in some way will eliminate the grim reality that the cross is a symbol of pain and suffering. It highlights in a powerful way that pain and suffering are very much a part of our world, but paid for in full through faith in the message of the cross. The cross is also a symbol of hope. We have a savior, a high priest, a brother, and a friend who knows what it means to suffer. When we pray, we can pray to someone who has endured extreme suffering, but even more importantly, we're praying to someone who was raised to life after 3 days, which is why we have so many empty crosses. The cross is also a sign of victory. In spite of the cross, Jesus was the victor, and that same hope is ours. As we are confronted with suffering or death of a close family member, the cross reminds us that we have a Savior who walks the road of pain and grief with us. His love will not leave us, and in the end, he conquered the grave. The cross reminds us that Jesus has brought to a joyful end what appears to be meaningless and pointless. St. Paul recognized that the Messiah on a cross was a scandal, a literal stumbling block to his fellow Jews. They were always looking for displays of power in miracles. He knew that talk of a crucified God was tasteless, unsophisticated foolishness to the wisdom-loving Greeks. As some of the philosophers of Athens on Mars Hill openly mocked Paul when he shared the message of the cross and resurrection. But without that foolishness, well, we would be lost. In actual fact, this foolishness is the best and wisest thing I know. And today as we worship, we rejoice in the good news about a God who loves us through his son Jesus and has saved us from our sin and given us eternal life. We remember the cost of our salvation. We rejoice in our forgiveness. We rejoice in our identity. And we experience new life once again. And it may seem foolish to use this instrument of death to celebrate life, but that's the irony. The foolishness of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Amen.